the Chinese government has come up with its own list of terrorist groups and is calling for international assistance to help fight them. Human rights activists worry this list will be used to crack down on Islamic minorities. The list names four groups, all of which are Islamic and tied to the struggle of some members of the minority Uyghur group, who want to set up an independent state in the northwest of China. The list also includes 11 individuals who the government says are linked to efforts to create what would be known as Eastern Turkestan in what is now China's Xinjiang region. Zhao Yongshan, the deputy director of China's Anti-Terrorism Bureau, briefed reporters Monday in Beijing. He says those on the list have been responsible for a series of bombings, assassinations, arson, and poison attacks in China's Xinjiang region. He says these attacks have endangered the safety, life, and property of Chinese people of all ethnic groups. Mr. Zhao charges the alleged terrorists have operated both inside and outside China. He called on neighboring countries to help by extraditing those on the list and freezing the group's assets. China says its call is part of its support for the global anti-terrorism war. However, international human rights groups say they fear the new designation will give Chinese authorities an excuse to persecute members of Xinjiang's Turkish-speaking Uyghur minority. Nicolas Becquelin is with the Hong Kong-based Human Rights in China. He says he fears officials will not draw a line between violent groups and others that simply spread information.
The Chinese government does not differentiate between violent actions and non-violent actions.
Dulcan Issa is one of the 11 individuals that China now considers a terrorist.
Some Uyghurs want to self-determination, want to say about human rights. Chinese government says all the Uyghurs are terrorists, not only me. Chinese is all the Uyghurs terrorists.
The organizations named as terrorist groups by the Chinese government are the East Turkestan Islamic Movement, the Eastern Turkestan Liberation Organization, the World Uyghur Youth Congress, and the East Turkestan Information Center. One of the groups listed, the Germany-based East Turkestan Information Center, mainly publishes articles on the Internet. Chinese officials accused the organization of engaging in what they termed on Monday as cyber terrorism. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Beijing.